Let's just keep it like this.
Yeah, silence. I like this.
Just pure silence. Just nothing. No one say anything. Don't ruin
challenge.
It.
I'll start us off. I was sending a text message, and I guess you guys don't have any energy today. It's the official podcast, action-packed episode number 297. Do you know what today is today? Do you know what today is, boys?
Is it your fucking birthday again?
Monday?
I'm so sick of your birthdays, Charlie. You get one a year.
Not yet, it's not. Not until another year comes around. It's the RLCS World Championship
week. Oh, shit.
Yep. Moist Esports, the number one seed. We play SSG in the first round of groups, and I'm a little afraid because they're strong, but I believe in the boys.
That's exciting.
That's my contribution.
Cool. When? When today?
It's tomorrow. We play tomorrow.
Oh, well, what the fuck? You got me all excited for no reason.
It starts tomorrow.
You play on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Why not on the weekend?
Isn't that,
isn't that
like the holy day of Rocket League players?
It goes through the weekend, and every day is holy day for Rocket League.
So, like, the actual big finals are this coming weekend, then?
Yeah, I think it ends on Sunday.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of Rocket League.
It's the World Championship. It's a $2 million tournament.
Wow.
Are there only 16 teams playing, though? Or is it 8?
I didn't hear you quite. What was your question?
Aren't there only 16 teams playing? Because there's 8 that go through the main card, right? And then there's 8 wild cards?
Well, the wild cards are all done now. That already happened.
Yeah, so how many teams made it into what this tournament will be?
Oh, it's 16 right now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That doesn't seem like there'd be that many matches.
Well, they're only doing one a day. So Moist Esports plays tomorrow and then doesn't play again until the 11th.
Wait, that sounds so inefficient. They're only doing one a day?
Well, we only have one a day. Like, every team's playing one a day. They're doing, like, 4 tomorrow and 4 the day after and then 4 the following day. But the teams only play once.
And you're not going, even though it's in Texas.
No one ever said that. I might still be going.
Oh, did I just leak bad information?
Yeah, you're just a little behind.
Well, wait, no, this show comes out after it, so they'll know. They'll know you're not there. It's fine. It's fine.
But we have live listeners, and now it's a leak, a rumor.
Well, that's the kind of stuff you get when you sign up for the Patreon. You get to hear trade secrets like that.
Holy shit, insider scoop.
Information on where Charlie will or won't be in the future.
That can be confirmed within like 3 days, yeah.
Goddamn, now I'm going to have to see all the headlines. Whistleblowers on .esports right now have the scoop, the article's being printed.
So what's Charlie's address again? Could you repeat that out loud?
Yeah, no, I would never leak information like that. I remember the first time we played Rocket League, actually, Charlie. Andrew was there, and so
was
another person. Yeah, you were there.
Oh,
this was
I know where you're going with this. I do remember
this. Was like 7 years ago.
Long time ago.
Maybe even longer. I don't want to say the name of the guy who was also there, but he did end up leaking your phone number. I think it was
you were there for that
time. Yeah, I was there for that.
Yeah, I had to change my number.
Didn't that happen multiple times? I feel like I was also there for something
that,
like that.
That person's excuse was, "Oh, I thought I changed a single number."
Yeah,
was like one of those giveaway codes.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't it easy to change a number?
It is, but it's still a hassle. It's still just a headache.
Yeah, true. It takes so long to memorize.
It totally killed the stream. I remember that.
Yeah.
You just stopped everything and you were like, I have to go.
It was your stream, Andrew. I didn't stream at the time. It was your stream.
Yeah, you were streaming. Hey, we were playing it on my stream, and then we just kind of, me and the other guy just kind of sat there like, well, what do we do now? Good job.
I didn't know you were there for that, Jackson. That's interesting.
No, I was definitely there for that. I remember that distinctly. I think it was the first time I met Andrew, actually.
Really?
Probably.
Aww.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. But I don't remember anything about that meeting other than Charlie's number getting leaked. So you made quite the impression on me.
It was such a bold prank, just spilling personal details to the internet.
Yeah, it was kind of wild.
Do you still keep up with him?
I haven't heard from him in a long time, actually. Not because of that, I just haven't heard from him in a long time.
People you get scared of.
Have you forgiven him?
Numbers to leak.
Yeah, I forgave him.
Aw. So nice.
Well, that's good. Anything more about Rocket League?
No, that was my update.
Are you going to leak the team's phone numbers during the tournament?
That'd be kind of hype. Maybe.
How did he leak the number? Yeah, so we were playing Rocket League, and I don't remember how it came up originally, like why he even said the robot number.
I remember it. It was so Rocket League's a three-man game, so it was me, him, and Charlie on a team, and we were in between games or like waiting for something, and Charlie was like, I'm going to go take a piss. So we were just kind of sitting there just talking about stuff. And I think we were joking about like leaking deets as a joke or something relevant to it. And this person said, all right, chat, I want you to listen up. And he just started reading digits. And he didn't explain anything. And then Charlie came back. And Charlie, what was it you said? You were like, did one of you guys give out my phone number or something like that?
I don't remember what I said, but probably something to that effect, I think, sounds about par for the course.
And then he felt bad, and he was like, oh, I thought I changed a single digit. And I was like, apparently you didn't.
Even still, like, one digit being changed isn't the most efficient way.
I know. Why not just make up an like, entirely new phone number? Why did it have to be almost completely accurate?
I know.
Was it Brady? That sounds like a Brady thing to do. You know, he had to cancel his credit card because he himself leaked the number onto the internet in a fucking call drunkenly.
How does that even happen?
Drunkenly. I don't know. I also don't know. What happens is that, you know, he's in my server, I'm in my server, and all of a sudden fucking people started messaging me with photos of a credit card, and I was like, whatever, spam. But then I looked at the credit card and it says Brady on it and his last name. And I can see the full fucking number of the credit cards and they have back and front photos of it. And turns out Brady got fucking drunk in a voice call and just showed everyone his credit card when they were like, Brady, show us your credit card. And he did. And it took me like 2 months to convince him to cancel it.
Good lord.
Well, wait.
That's our moderator, by the way, in the official Discord, if you want to sign up.
you need the three numbers on the back, right, to do anything with it?
He showed the front and back.
He showed the back, too.
Oh my god, he's so fucking dumb. Yeah. He's a fucking idiot.
Dude, people have the worst, like, this is why I always will disagree when people tell me that the new generation is more tech literate and boomers are illiterate and the kids nowadays, they know the... Like, I know so many people who have their driver's licenses on their Instagram and Twitter accounts, you know, because it's just young, dumb kids who at 16, they get their provisional licenses or whatever, and they want to flex on their kids, on their friends on social media, and then they never take it down. And now, well, your fucking address and date of birth is forever on the internet, you know?
I think we hit an inverse, just a regular bell curve with that. So you have boomers who don't know technology. They didn't grow up with it. They don't take the time to learn with it. They don't integrate it into their life. Like, doesn't happen. But then you have, like, our generation and around there where, you know, they grew up with it. They had to use computers. They had to use this, figure out stuff, et cetera. Grew up with, like, Windows XP and, like, all the less user-friendly ones. But then the new generation, it's all phones. So why would you, number one, have to learn, like, computer-specific debugging and fixing issues and putting all that stuff together when everything is on your phone? And number two, with social media, you don't learn, like, internet safety. Like, some details you don't put out there. You don't share certain things. They don't learn that.
They never learn privacy, bro. And to the boomers' credit, it's like, my mom could not for the life of her send an email. Ever. That's just not something she would be capable of. But if I put my driver's license on the internet, she would kill me. If she found out, she would call me and yell at me to take it down immediately and not to trust strangers on the internet, which is good advice.
That mentality is completely gone. I remember growing up, I had Xbox Live when I was 10, but my parents were really adamant, like, don't you ever share anything, not even the first letter of your name, because they will find you and they will fucking kill you. To put that fear of strangers online in you is just completely gone now.
I miss that every single goddamn day where the entire internet was supposed to be anonymous and it was highly discouraged from using your real info or trying to connect things back to you. Like, everyone just went by their handle. That was it. That was all you knew about people. I miss that. Because now it's like, oh, that's not Dark Killer XXX. That's Jared Serdunkigas from fucking Michigan. It's like, who cares? Yeah, it's boring.
When you sign up to a game, there's just like an option to display all of your real information if you want to. So you just click on someone's profile and you get their age, their date of birth.
I hate that shit. Fucking Battle.net does that for Call of Duty. You sign up for Battle.net, you're like, I want to play some Warzone. And then the first option, and I think it's toggled by default, is show my full name to everyone. It's like, why would I ever want that? Are you insane? Yeah.
Social security.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but that started out in the World of Warcraft forums as well, because they had a trolling problem where people would just say mean things, and at some points the idea gained traction that you should have your real name associated with your account publicly.
Yeah, YouTube
so that people would stop talking shit. And it's the dumbest fucking idea.
What was the Google thing called? What was it?
Google Plus.
Fucking Google comments Plus on YouTube as a whole dropped by like 80% after Google Plus happened. Like some disgusting number, because
no one wanted it. And also, this is, again, why I don't consider the generation nowadays to be better at computers than their parents. Like, I'm sorry, but downloading TikTok and changing its icon to a calculator to hide it from your parents, that doesn't impress me, okay?
I think it's just because the audience has gotten much larger and it's more accessible. Like, the people that were using the internet back in the day, obviously they had an interest in computers and stuff like that, so they were more technically literate. But then once the internet made it more common for everyone to, or phones made it more easy for people to use and get into, then, yeah, that's when, like, people became idiots.
I think there's also just always a large, noticeable group of technologically illiterate people. Like, so I worked IT through college, and boy, so first of all, we got a lot of people who would come in, because the whole point was my department was like helping other students. So it was like, the kids with viruses and their laptop doesn't work, they bring it in, you help them fix it. And I was like, okay, sounds great. So some people came in with actual issues, like stuff you wouldn't think about, like, oh, I reinstalled a driver and this worked, or, oh, I did this and this and it worked. But 90% of the time, 95% of the time, it was either A, when was the last time you virus scanned it? Never. Okay, I virus scanned it, now it works, you're welcome. Or B, and my favorite one that happened all the time, so you're saying like the click won't work, or it's not turning on, or this isn't happening. Have you ever dropped it? And they go, well, yeah, but only once in the parking lot on concrete. It should be fine. And I'm like, no, your laptop is broken. What the fuck?
That's not even like technological illiteracy.
But they just expect it to work after that. It happened all the time, like once a week.
I think it's more just like ignorance or blind hope. They just really want it to work.
Well, they just think technology is like this magical, incomprehensible thing where, yeah, you smashed it on the fucking ground, but it should be fine because all the parts in there should be working, you know? Like, they don't even think about it.
My favorite is, if you're the like tech guy in your family, or God forbid if you like are a programmer or whatever, if anything breaks in your household, now you're responsible. And if you don't, like, your mom will call you like, Kaya, my TV isn't working, what's wrong with
it? I was so sick of that. I don't know.
It's like, I have no idea, mom. And she'd go, well, aren't you like a computer guy? I thought this is what I'm paying for your college for. It's like, that's not the same, mom. I'm not the fucking...
The way that I get that all the time.
So annoying.
I get that from all the time from my mom, too. I love my mom to death, but she is the most technologically illiterate person on the planet. So she will call me constantly, like, I had the TV on AT&T, but I hit a button, and now it won't come back. And it's like there's a million things that could have happened. She could have turned something else on or switched the input. It's like, whatever. So I always, my excuse, Kai, if you want to use this one, is I say, you got to think of me like a doctor. There's only so much I can do over the
That's
phone.
That's the most pretentious thing you could possibly say.
Oh, you have to think of me as the president of the United States.
You have to think of me as the most important man on the planet, okay? That's the only
way.
I'm
like an astronaut,
I'm too busy,
mom,
for you, mom. I'm saving lives.
You have to think of me like a billionaire. You're just not worth my money or time, you know? But anyway, the analogy is you got to think of me like a doctor. Like, there's only so much I can do over the phone. I have to either, like, I have to see the problem in person. You know what I mean? I have to do tests. I have to see what's going on.
do the x-rays and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. You can call a doctor, get a house call, or get a, like, a voice call, or like a phone call, but just telling them about the problem, there's not nearly as much as they'll be able to do as if they can, like, see you and run tests. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
why also people get mad at tech support, because the first thing they tell you is turn it off and on again, but that solves 99% of people's problems, mm-hmm. like 99% of the callers.
Oh,
but
yeah.
then, you know, you have the 1% dummies like me, where when you have an actual problem, it fucking aggravates you. To have to tell them, yes, I did restart the router, asshole.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I hate that when I have to call my fucking internet company and I have to, like, parade through the first 20 minutes, be like, yes, I did this, I know how to do this.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not this, mm-hmm. it's
they
not
like
that. Don't tell me it could be this. I've checked that. I have a whole list. I went through my list. Now give me your list.
I do love the tech problems that really make you think and search around, though. Weirdly enough, I do like fixing those kinds of things. Not for like other people. Just
why
for me.
Are you a masochist?
Yeah, I was just about to say, you have just like the worst idea of fun ever.
Okay, if you like that
puzzle.
So much, Jackson, just install Linux on your computer. You'll do that every day. You'll spend hours on Stack Overflow.
I don't
want to
do it all the time.
Random shit will break.
I don't want to do it all the time. I'm not talking about shit like now I can't use this machine. It's just like, I want to figure out why this certain thing is happening in the operating system and then fix it. That's just fun.
That's such a weird... I don't want any problems with my computer. I want to click it. I don't know. I want it perfect. But yeah,
Charlie,
kids, stop being dumb on the internet. Stop uploading your fucking driver's licenses, please.
Yeah, you should probably stop doing that. I was going to say, Charlie, you're like... Are you still the most technologically illiterate out of any of us here?
I never was. I never believed that for even a second. I think I'm perfectly tech savvy.
But who,
I remember you called,
who is less
you
tech savvy than you in this call?
Like in the... Oh, I thought you were talking about in the world. Well, I think it's there's an argument to be made that Jackson and I are on similar levels.
Not at all. Not even remotely.
I'm going to put you on blast. Jackson still has every episode of the podcast on his computer weighing down his whole fucking hard drive.
It's in a hard drive.
That's
a separate hard drive. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sensible.
That's not... No, because I remember one time when Jackson was still editing, he's like, I don't know if I can edit this week because I'm out of space. So I asked why, and he said, because I still keep all of the files on my computer. Every single one
of them. But that's just bad management. That's not being tech illiterate. He just needs to get an external drive or something.
Yeah, I was getting an external drive.
Charlie, for comparison, you had issues with blue screens on your computer that I built you, and I was like, oh, I figured out the problem. You need to reinstall Windows, and you eventually got just so not plussed about that you just used an entirely different computer.
I remember Charlie called me like seven.
I kept telling you that issue, I kept telling you that issue, and then eventually you got the one from Artesian Builds and just switched to that one instead of fixing it.
Oh, I do remember that, but it was never a reinstall Windows problem. I ended up fixing that computer.
You did or didn't?
I did. I used that computer for like another 3 years. In fact, I was still using that computer like all the way up until. Fuck, a couple months ago, then I just decided to put everything on the Artesian one.
Huh.
It doesn't matter. Charlie called me 7 years ago, and I had to walk him through pirating something for him, telling him how to use the sites.
Oh my god, that used to annoy me so fucking much, your attitude. No, I remember that too. I will vouch for Jackson, because Charlie would call me, and he'd be like, Kaya, I need Sony Vegas Pro 12,
how do I do that? Pro 12 was known for its intense security. Like now you're thinking about it. That's a bad faith argument.
I would tell you, okay, first step, you go to the pirate. No, you have to install BitTorrent Sync, and then you go to the Pirate Bay, and he'd go, can you do that for me, Kai?
Yeah.
My internet is shit compared to yours, so I have to download this for you, then upload it to a Google Drive for you, then write like a fucking text document with steps for you instead of just do it yourself.
That is so slanderous. I was pirating software before Jackson was born. I pirated Sony Vegas 7. I was very familiar with torrenting. I don't remember why I reached out to you for that, Kaya. I'm not going to lie. I do remember that.
I don't know why.
But I was pirating software when Jackson was still suckling his mom's teat. I had Sony Vegas 7.
Why did I have to teach you?
I don't know. I actually don't think that ever happened.
Why would I make that up?
I don't think it happened. I know for
it
sure
happened
it happened
the other day as well.
Oh, when I asked Andrew to pirate Jurassic Park for me.
Ah,
that
classic.
As well. And you, And you asked me to pirate something for you the other day as well.
Well, that's just because I didn't want to. I just didn't feel like it.
You can literally just go to websites nowadays and watch shit. Like, why do you ask people to download movies for you? Like, we're your personal Plex server.
No, that's not true. Mine was literally opening day for Jurassic World, so it wasn't up anywhere else, like the normal sites.
To be fair, I was gung-ho about pirating it, because when this man calls me in a fever, in a fucking state of panic, and says, there may have been a bat in my movie theater. Can you watch this movie with me to make sure there wasn't? I had to indulge. I had to get in on that.
That was more just like a fun bonding activity as opposed to technical incompetence.
Yeah, it was something fun. It's great. Made for a good podcast story. That's what we talked about that week.
Charlie doesn't think of us or anyone as friends. It's just like vessels to pirate through, I think. Just ways to hide his identity.
I have been pirating since I was pirating when I was a boy. I still remember using the Pirate Bay back during that huge controversy there, lockdown. I remember downloading Evil Within. What else did I, Resident Evil 7, I believe. Like, I was pirating the fuck out of
you
things.
Probably got, like, you got your cousin to do it.
Wait,
or something.
Did you stream pirate games?
No, I wasn't streaming during this time. This was, like, circa 2012, 2011, whenever the Pirate Bay was
for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never pirate stuff here.
I also own the physical copy as well. Multiple, even.
Okay, something doesn't line up here, Charlie. You said you pirated Resident Evil 7, but that came out in 2017.
Or not 7, 6, 6, 6, 6.
The shitty one. I caught you. You misspoke.
Wait, 6.
You motherfucker. Oh,
I got the games wrong. It was the shitty one.
Oh, no, it is 6. Yeah, 6 is the shitty one.
Yeah, 6 is the terrible
six
one. 6
is the really goofy, fucking over-the-top, weird, dumb one.
It's the one with the giraffe sucking its own penis as a logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
And this is all alleged.
Well, no, that's true. You can see it in the
logo. Like the Charles pirating arc is alleged.
Yeah, yeah.
We really have come full circle, haven't we? Like, our parents used to pay for cable, and we'd laugh at them like, I can just pirate stuff, Mom. And now it's the same thing. Like, all the kids pay for fucking Disney Plus, HBO Max, Netflix, and whatnot. And again, those of us who pirates, we're still lol. Why are you paying like $50 a month for garbage content?
I get it on certain things though, like some shows. If I want to watch them, I'm really just not in the mood. Like, especially if it's like I'm going to sit down for dinner, so I got food and I want to just get into it. Whatever, I don't want to have to go to a pirate website, make sure that it's legit,
exactly.
Check if it has enough seeds, wait for it to download. Like there's some overhead,
yeah,
you
Andrew,
know.
There's. Yeah, but you're talking about actually downloading them to your computer. I'm talking about like websites that just stream it to you nowadays. Yeah. They're so much easier.
Well, I was going to say the alternative is then I'll just go on like Amazon and be like, oh, the episode's available for $2. I'll just buy it. Stuff like that.
Yeah, well, once the price becomes so low and manageable, there's no point in pirating.
I think there
quality is bad.
There was a few years when Netflix was in its prime where pirating was probably at an all-time low just because everything most people wanted was on Netflix.
Well,
and it was
because
just
they
so
finally...
easy and convenient.
Because they were able to actually compete with the pirates. So that same argument for Steam. It was just easier for people to not pirate and to just buy a game on Steam. Okay, I have one account and I can download this on any computer I want. Okay, perfect. This is way easier than pirating. But now it's more difficult. Now we've looped all the way around to, oh, region lock on Netflix. Oh, age lock. Oh, this lock. Oh, I can't share my password anymore. Oh, now you're introducing advertising. Oh, you're jacking up the price every month. Oh, every single show that I like gets canceled and instead you fucking inject cancer into my eyeballs with Big Mouth and shit. Okay, you know what? I don't want you to have my money anymore. You know, piracy is easier, actually.
Gabe Newell's quote of piracy is a service issue just always rings true.
Yeah. No, it absolutely is. But Kai is also right in that as we go further into the streaming experiment, it's become more and more obvious that this is just leading towards cable TV 2.0.
That's also what the internet sites want to be. Like, YouTube wants to be cable so badly with all the fucking original shows they try to push and the way they try to structure their content. They really just want to be a channel where they're just like, here's what's coming up next. And obviously you choose what videos you want to watch, but the way that they structure it with how hard they push certain videos and how much they'll just like tackle you with recommendations and shit, they really want to steer where you're watching, where you're going on it.
We said that was going to happen. I think most people saw this coming. Every fucking network was making streaming services. AMC has a streaming service, and they only have a single show right now, which is Better Call Saul. Like, everyone's making streaming platforms.
And Better Call Saul is on Netflix, too, by the way, but the pirate sites get it first. I swear to you, like, I can watch it an hour earlier than I can on Netflix. Like, again, it is a service issue. Like, why the fuck should I pay you and get shit later? It doesn't make sense.
That was also my biggest fucking headache, was I'm fine with paying for things if I'm watching them and enjoying them, but what I can't fucking stand is when I'm being a law-abiding citizen and paying for the service, and the service is fucking awful. Like, it won't render above 720p or anything like that. That like, too, I'm literally trying to give you money to watch the thing. I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing, and you're punishing me for it. I'll just go pirate it instead.
You reminded me of a great specific example, Jackson. I was recently sitting down to dinner to watch a show, and I forgot what the show was, but I was like, you know, I don't want to go through all the Amazon, or all the fucking piracy stuff. I have my food ready. I'm just going to go on Amazon and buy it. So I went to Amazon, and it was like $3 an episode. So I went, okay, yeah. So I bought it, and then after it processed, it gave me a pop-up. And it said, this show is streaming in low quality because you do not have certain recording protections in place. It's like an anti-piracy measures. So I went, oh, fuck this. I refunded my purchase and I pirated it. Because it's like, I'm not going to watch the show in 480p just because they're so paranoid I'm going to record it. Fuck that.
Yeah, that too, the complete, like, the whole DRM angle is annoying too. Every time I download a new browser, like, fuck, I use LibreWolf now, and it's like, oh, you have to enable DRM content. Why? Just like, if somebody wants to take a screenshot of your show, just let them. People are gonna pirate it anyway. You're not stopping it, you're not preventing it by even a minute.
People don't realize that while piracy can definitely hurt sales, it's free advertising, it also helps. It gets it out there. Yeah, the people who pirate, say, like, your video game are going to pirate it regardless. They're not going to pay for it either way. But there are people who pirate it to either act as a demo or to, for one reason or another, and then they end up supporting the company because then they buy a legit copy or they sell it to their friends. Not the pirated copy, but they sell the game to their friends. Like, it,
I don't
it
even
helps.
Buy that anymore. I don't even buy anymore that it hurts the company. Like, there are so many kids nowadays who use Adobe as adults, for instance, who wouldn't if they hadn't torrented it in their childhoods and played around with a pirate copy of Photoshop as kids.
Was it fucking Adobe that said they don't even care about pirates anymore because they expect that people will eventually just buy it?
Oh, that, I mean, they care.
Well, no, not to that degree, but I don't think it was Adobe, but some company had some, like, wink, hush-hush statement where they were like, yeah, we don't really crack down on piracy because we understand eventually people just get fed up with having to manage pirating and just buy it and download it. Like, it makes sense.
Probably, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it depends on which, like, person you're pirating from, though. Like, indie games and stuff like that, I still think it's pretty scummy to pirate from them. But, like, AAA publishers, I don't really care about.
Yeah, it's a size thing. Like, I wouldn't, you know, download music from a really small indie band. I wouldn't pirate an indie game. But if it's an album from a major record label, then yeah, I'll fucking download it. Because that's not even going to the band anyway. That's going to the record label. Fuck it. You know what I would never pirate, though?
What?
I was just about to ask, would you ever download a mattress?
A Helix sleep mattress. Number one, I don't think I could physically do that. But number two, it doesn't matter. I wouldn't want to do it. I would want the guaranteed, authentic Helix sleep experience. Because it might be the best sleep I've ever had in my entire life. I love quizzes. I love being asked questions and answering them. I love knowing trivia. And I can tell you this, I got this question 100% correct, 110%. I even got the extra credit. And it was, will Helix deliver a mattress that is soft, medium, or firm and good for sleeping on your side, back, or stomach, or if you move around a lot? Well, of course the answer is yes, they will. Because they're going to give you any kind of mattress, no matter how you sleep, no matter what your preference to going to bed is. If you're looking for a mattress, you can take the quiz. And then when you're done taking a fun little quiz, you're going to have a mattress that's shipped right to your door for free. You will never need to go to the mattress store again, and you're going to get exactly what you're looking for. If you go to helixsleep.com/official, take the 2-minute sleep quiz. They will also make sure that you have a 10-year warranty to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. And if you just, I don't know, you're grumpy Gus, you're a grouchy fucking little bitch, then they'll pick it up for you. But you'll like it. So they're not going to do anything except give you a nice mattress. Helix is offering up to $200 off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/official. That's $200 off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows at helixsleep.com/official. But I can't be sleeping too long. I gotta get up. I gotta do things. And what's gonna scream me out of bed is the alarm that I set on my Movement watch. Because Movement is one of the fastest growing watch brands on the planet, shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. They've expanded into blue light glasses to protect your eyes from screens, minimalist jewelry, and more style essentials. You're going to find a ton of different watches. They've got sports watches if you like sports for some weird reason. But if you just want to look good, they've got watches that have the look and quality of a $400 to $500 watch that are going to be at the fraction of that price. You're going to get a beautiful watch shipped right to your door, and maybe while you're there you'll go, well, I am a Zoomer, I am a small child who spends all day on my phone without even knowing how it works. Maybe I need some Everscroll blue light filtering glasses so I don't get blinded when I'm 35 years old. I know I like gaming, I game real hard. My favorite game is the game where you dance and play as characters from the multiverse. You know what I'm talking about. But the thing about Fall that Guys. Game... That's right. It was Fall Guys. Kaya got it. The thing about that game is it's got lots of blue light. Blue light, not too great for your eyes. Kind of harsh. Kind of hard on them. It's going to help with eye strain, poor sleeping patterns. Everscroll blue light glasses, also from Movement. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/official. Movement is so efficient, they have removed the unnecessary letters from their website. mvmt.com/official for 15% off, free shipping, free returns. They've got glasses, watches, accessories, all sorts of cute things. Check them out.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think I read that blue light actually impacts your gaming performance as well. Oh. So you do less good at video games.
What? If blue I'm buying light is 20 affecting pairs. 30. 100.
If you want the competitive advantage, make sure you use mvmt.com/official.
Is that real?
I don't know. Could be.
Sure, whatever.
Absolutely could be.
The experts agree.
Well, you guys wanna, if it affects your eyes, it might. Like, if blue light, like, burns your eye retinas or whatever, I could see it.
Well, that doesn't burn your retinas, it just keeps you up and awake.
Mm-hmm. Causes strain and dryness.
Look, there's enough ways to argue that I'm correct, so it may as well be scientific fact at
this
point.
Sure, why not? Sure, you sound like that girl who was trying to sell, like, gamer cream against blue light.
Oh, yeah.
I forget her name. Right. Anyway, do you guys have topics? Otherwise, I would like to ruin some childhood memories.
I had one, but that sounds way better. Go ahead.
Yeah, wait. Whose childhood memory? I don't have many good ones. Let me keep the ones that I like. Ruin them for me.
Many people may have fond memories of a show called iCarly. Do you guys? Kids really should be getting like a tech privacy class mandatory in school. Nowadays, it's just so absurd.
It's so shocking. The internet. It's so I don't know if I want to wait. I had a bit more to say on that. I don't know if I want to wait till Charlie gets back.
We can talk. Sorry, I had to go check on the dogs. I just got back. I was seeing why they were going so crazy. It's all good.
All right, Kyle, go ahead.
Wait, why were they going crazy? Did they hear about blue light? What's going on over there?
Did you put their glasses on?
They were just worried about all the tech illiteracy in the world. They were just getting a little panicked.
Yeah.
I was just saying, they also want mandatory tech privacy lessons in school then. Good. It should be a thing. I don't know, like, isn't it from a legal standpoint or from a human rights standpoint, wouldn't it make sense to teach kids this shit? Like, if somebody creeps in front of your window and starts taking photos of you in your bed, that would be illegal, right? But if big tech does it, then that's all of a sudden okay. Like, we just let little children expose all of their data to these big multi-million dollar companies without even teaching them not to do that.
Yeah. No, I think if they're going to bring around a giraffe that teaches you not to take drugs, they may as well bring another farm animal around to teach you not to use computers. Wait,
a giraffe farm animal? What kind of farms do you have in Australia, Jackson?
An Australian farm. That sounds awesome, actually. The giraffe? Well, I would actually try giraffe milk.
I don't think... Do giraffes, like, even make...
Well, all mammals
drinkable
do,
milk? Like, can we drink giraffe milk?
We can drink any milk if we're, like, brave enough.
I don't know enough about giraffe milk to answer that question.
I assume it's not toxic to humans. Why would it be?
I don't know.
We can drink every type of milk. We drink cockroach milk. We drink goat milk.
Well, cockroach milk is... Cockroach milk. Fuck that.
It's not exactly milk.
It's not milk. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's a nice little milkshake, yeah.
It's ground up with other animals.
I know, like, goat milk is a common thing, so I don't see why other mammals wouldn't be the same.
I don't know. Hopefully anyway, we have some giraffe experts in the comments that can tell us.
What? That should be your next tier list, Charlie. Just drink all the animal milk.
I wanted to do a breast milk tier list. I've said that, like, a million times. I still think that's such a banger of an idea.
Yeah, but you should do it from different species. Like pig milk and giraffe milk.
That's not a bad idea. I just feel like there's some milks that man wasn't meant to try, and I don't want to, like, hurt myself.
Well, that's why you're going to be the first.
I guess.
Can you, like a pioneer. Can you not see the pride in your face when you can tell everyone you were the first person to drink seahorse milk? Come on.
That's a good point.
What if it unlocks, like, youth or something? I mean...
Or immediate
all
death.
Of mankind, we've been indoctrinated into thinking mother's milk and cow milk. What if it is? It's like seahorse milk.
What if seahorse milk is like 99.9% cyanide? Something ridiculous.
Or what if it's the yummiest milk on the planet? It's like delicious.
What if it is great?
It comes out like chocolate milk. That'd be delicious. Yeah, I'm down for that. Yeah,
oh, like that would be awesome.
Like strawberry milk or something exotic.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Ew, I don't like strawberry.
What if... All right, so going back to giraffes, though, what if giraffes produce a lot of milk? Because I don't know anything about how much milk they produce, but considering they're very large animals, I would assume they produce a lot of milk. Same with elephants,
They grow very tall. Maybe there is a secret to that milk, Charlie. You know,
when I was younger, I unironically thought kangaroos had a really good, like, diet for muscle gain. Because if you look at kangaroos, their arms are fucking huge. So I was looking up a kangaroo diet, like, looking for their, like, splits. Turns out they just
they eat twigs.
Why not gorillas then? Gorillas are even more buff.
Because kangaroos, like, their arms look like our arms, but jacked. Gorilla arms don't really look so much like ours when it comes to the muscularity.
Yeah, they look better.
Yeah, kangaroo arms just look fucking shredded.
Kangaroos are super aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you guys ever seen, like, a hairless, chimpanzee or something?
Yeah.
They look pretty human-ish.
I think you should have gone for the monkeys. I think they look better than human.
Nah, I don't know. I still think, like, you guys clearly haven't seen Roger the kangaroo. God rest his soul.
No, I have.
Look at the fucker in the chat. Look at the alien.
Oh, okay. That is an absolutely jacked fucking animal. What? I can't say I've seen that guy.
For the people at home, it's a pink, what looks to be like a chimpanzee, naked. He's got big biceps and big pecs.
If you showed that to me in a dark room, I would assume that was just a small, bald, ripped man.
I would assume it's an alien and run. I would cry.
Look at those nipples, too. They're so pointy and big.
Yeah, well, look at kangaroos, though. Like, they're always flexing. Like, they're constantly, like, striking poses. I think that's
I
want to
see a fight
out.
Between the kangaroo and that monkey now.
Okay,
that'd be fucking awesome.
That wouldn't
the
even
monkey
be close.
Would kill them.
It wouldn't even be close, yeah.
What, you think the monkey?
You guys don't know how strong monkeys are, like gorillas especially. Dude, they can rip you in half.
Yeah, dude, I know how strong they are.
Absolutely.
The
beast.
Arms of kangaroos aren't even like the most intimidating part. It's those fucking legs. Those legs.
I think it's so overhyped. I really do.
It's not.
Have you ever watched the kangaroo fight? Because they never actually land any punches or anything. The only thing they land are kicks, and they're just like little pushes. Like they just push each other with their legs.
Well, yeah, they're not trying to disembowel each other in those videos. When they're actually trying to disembowel each other, it's brutal.
That could be a cool video for you, Charlie. Go to Australia and get kicked by a kangaroo.
Yeah, see how it feels.
Yeah, make an getting punched by an animal tier list.
That's actually a good one.
A chimpanzee would punch a hole through me.
And that's not even violence against animals. You just have to stand there and take it.
You could be like that. You could be like that scientist who wrote a journal on the most painful bug bites on the planet, and he would just get bit by the worst insects known to man, and then write down what he experienced.
What animal in the animal kingdom punches the hardest?
Yeah.
Okay, that is a good question. So, all right, out of every animal out there, which one would be the hardest hitting?
Mantis shrimp, I win.
That's actually not true.
Yeah,
they have the
tiny.
Yeah, they have the fastest punch,
are
but
we,
it's not the most painful.
So I thought we were talking relative to, like, the animal.
No.
Can do the most damage. General. A human.
But it has to be like a punch, not like a rhino stepping on you or something.
Because if we're talking, like, the most devastating, punch for an animal, like, for the mantis shrimp size, the attack that it does is
insane.
Yeah, it's
proportionate.
Yeah, but if we're talking, like, what's the biggest... Like, the biggest hit in the animal kingdom, period, then it's probably a blue whale slapping its tail.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I don't
that's
count
not a
that
fist,
either.
Though.
Has to,
yeah, we're talking about
specifically
want
a punch. Okay.
It has to be a gorilla. When the gorilla's pounding its fist on the ground,
but can
when
they
like, chimping out.
Do they even punch with those fists? Because they're always, like more useful.
Well, wait, here's a good question. How many animals actually have fists outside of monkeys? It's not that many.
I don't know, but that guy walking right there. Oh, my God. I wish we need a video component. We need the chat on screen or something. This is so good. It's a monkey strolling, everybody listening.
Yeah.
Sorry.
A gorilla, yeah.
Gorillas are so fucking cool. I watched one yesterday. It was a big meme on Twitter. A gorilla like charged out of its pin and then did like a super slide,
initial
D style.
Oh, I saw that too.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Ass cheeks up against the glass window. So
they're
good.
Awesome.
They're so cool.
Yeah. I fucking love monkeys and apes. I wouldn't love to be in the enclosure with them though. They're fucking brutal.
Now, do you guys remember... I forgot the name of the chimp, but there was a lady who had a chimp that was like an actor.
Coco.
No. Oh. This is totally different. This lady had a chimp who was like in movies, a super sweet chimp. And then one of her friends came over and touched his favorite toy and he just snapped. So he ripped both of her arms off, chewed her face off, like completely just gored this woman in front of the owner. And that lady survived. She got like all kinds of
that,
she got all
we
kinds
just
of
talking
reconstru-
about this.
Were we?
No, sorry. Me and my friends in real life. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's awesome.
I believe you're talking about Travis the chimp.
Travis, yeah, Travis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was he punished for that? Did he have to go to jail or get put down?
He got killed. Yeah, they had to kill him.
This happened back in 2009.
Punish an animal for being an animal. It's fucked up.
Well, yeah, it's just one of the...
Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, it's just a really unfortunate circumstance, because Travis was apparently like super well-trained, super sweet, but he had a favorite toy and it got touched, so he just kind of flipped his shit and wouldn't calm down. There's a phone call of the audio, the woman, when she called the police. It's horrifying, like, to listen to it. It's so fucked.
Well,
it's crazy how strong
they are. Wait, but the other arms get ripped off?
Yeah, but was it the main woman, the trainer, who called the cops? What if she trained the monkey to kill her friend? What if this was all planned?
I don't know about that. She'd be a great actress when it came to the phone call then.
So the toy in question was a...
That's the perfect plan.
The toy in question was a Tickle Me Elmo doll.
I know, it's so cute. It's so cute.
And the idea of why the chimp freaked out and attacked was the chimp knew the friend of the trainer, but the friend had recently changed her hair, which they think may have confused and scared the chimp. causing him to freak out. And I totally get that, because that's what allegedly caused the tiger to attack Roy from Siegfried and Roy. Remember? Remember that whole thing?
Oh, I do remember that. He didn't die from that, did he?
No, he didn't. No. I don't think he did. But yeah, Siegfried and Roy, big like tiger act in Las Vegas, and allegedly the tiger was scared by a big hairstyle in the audience and thought it was like a predator, and kind of went into defensive mode and didn't attack Roy, but tried to drag him off stage by the neck like a cub. And that's what happened.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Was the tiger put down?
No, because they own all the tigers, and they were like, oh, we forgive them. They're animals. We love them.
That's so, well, Roy's so dead.
Yeah. I can't really feel bad in any of those situations, because it's like, at least in a zoo, you put them in an enclosure and they just sleep all day or whatever. But in a fucking circus, they beat the goddamn monkeys to teach them lessons and shit.
Oh, the
and
circus
the
is the like, worst, dude. Circuses should be banned forever. You deserve They're the worst they thing are. On the planet.
In the States, they did. They banned Thank all God. Animal shows. The only ones that still do that are like the really underwater, not underwater, Jesus Christ, under the table shady circuses.
Well, no, doesn't SeaWorld still do all the shows and shit?
Yeah, that's underwater.
Yeah, that is underwater. You were right the first time.
I guess, yeah. I was more talking about like where they have a bear juggling and shit like that, or bring a lion out with rings.
Those should be banned too. Fucking dolphin and whale shows should be. They all should be banned.
This is what I've been saying.
All of them.
This is what I've been saying since the very beginning of this show, is our water friends, sea creatures, underwater friends, are treated so disproportionately bad compared to other animals. We treat them like they're not animals worthy of respect or anything.
Well, some of them just don't have a brain, which is what leads to that. Like the small fish and like brine and shit. But then you have like the most intelligent creatures on the planet being animal, like dolphin, whale, stuff like that.
The whole point is if they're not human-like, they don't get the respect. Like when you see chimps, everyone's like, oh, they're amazing. Give them a giant enclosure and study them and be respectful and do all this great stuff for this great chimp. But because of... chimps get like the greatest facilities for animals on the planet.
They also get exploited a whole lot.
They do, but at the same time, there's like a reverence for them. You know what I'm saying?
It's how cute they are. It's how cute they are. Sea creatures just are disgusting looking, so we just don't care. Meanwhile,
with fucking dolphins and whales, they don't look like humans, so everyone's like, fuck them, throw them in a tank. Who gives a shit? Make them do flips.
Dolphins kinda look like humans. If we were shiny.
Every animal on the planet kind of looks like a human if you think about it, Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about dolphins.
But the idea, Jackson, is like if you take a child, take them to the zoo, and you show them a chimpanzee and you show them a dolphin, and you say, okay, which one looks like a friend? They're going to pick the chimp, like every time. Because it looks like
they're
them.
Fucking idiots, because that chimp's going to rip off their face and arms.
I mean, I am overestimating children, I guess. That's true.
Plus, that's just a poor choice. The dolphin's not gonna rip off your arms.
Yes, it will. Whales and dolphins attack people.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah. They also try to rape
dolphins
them.
Dolphins, like, fucked up rapists.
Yes, dolphins are extreme rapists. They love doing it. It's their favorite pastime.
Is that true, could be like or is whale that just propaganda? Like a... Yeah, is that just a racist myth spread by other sea mammals? Like, how do... how much do they actually rape?
The narwhals are talking shit. Yeah.
Never mind, someone posted a video immediately in the chat of a dolphin getting frisky. That's fucked.
Yeah, humping a woman.
Yeah, there was that famous science experiment where they had a dolphin live in a house with a woman and eventually just kept begging her for hand jobs all day.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
You guys don't know about the dolphin house? No. You watch Atrocity Guide. No. She did an entire video on it.
Is that what that was about?
They had a woman living in a house that they flooded parts of it to live with a dolphin. And the whole point was they were trying to learn to communicate with dolphins because they thought they were hyper intelligent. But it turns out the experiment just ended up in the dolphin kept nudging into the fucking woman asking for hand jobs. And she had to do it or it would like bite her and like attack her.
Well... I think they initially were rewarding him with hand jobs, so he didn't even have a concept for hand jobs until they were hand-jobbing
him. He would get like frisky and aggressive, and that was what calmed him down. Why would they reward a dolphin with hand jobs, Jackson?
Well, they did. They did reward him with hand jobs.
Your animals.
They did reward him with hand jobs. Either way.
Jackson trains all his animals like that. Instead of treats, he just gives them handies.
Jackson's so confused right now. He's like, is that not how you train a dog?
What the fuck? I saw this on Reddit.
I treat them how I want to be treated. Fuck off. Hand jobs are the best way to reaffirm.
Agreed. What else we got?
Well, what were we doing before? There was a topic that we were leading into, then Charlie went AWOL.
I'm scroll. Oh yeah. Charlie, have you watched iCarly, right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we're gonna talk about Jeanette McCurdy's memoir.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So Sam, I think that was her name on the show, played by Jeanette McCurdy. I forget when the show ran, but it was a pretty big kids show on Nickelodeon, and she has now come out with a memoir. She's, I think, 30 or 31 years old. She's my age. And in her memoir called I'm Glad My Mom Died, which is kind of provocative, to be fair. Yeah.
It's a fucking great title.
She alleges that the working conditions at Nickelodeon were not fucking ideal. Apparently, Nickelodeon offered her $300,000 if she agreed to keep her mouth shut and never talk about her experience working for Nickelodeon. She declined, which is why now she gets to actually write this memoir. And in it, let me do control.
Yeah, in the long run, that's not a huge amount of money.
I was going to say, that seems alarmingly low for something of this caliber.
Yeah, she probably made a shitload more working on the TV show.
Well, she probably made more selling this book.
Her mom probably made a shitload working on the TV show. But, I mean, I think I've seen her do other shows recently on, like, Netflix for whatever that's worth.
She's completely stopped acting. She said she's completely done with it. I don't think she's been in something since iCarly because of how awful the experience was.
No, she has been in something. I have seen her in something, for sure.
I'll check.
I'll read this paragraph.
All right, you two check on that, Jackson. You and me look up dolphin hand jobs.
I was gonna offer to give you a hand job. Whoever finds it first.
You were right, by the way, Kaya. She was in something called Little Bitches, and then a show in 2015 called Between.
That's what I'm thinking of. I think that was on Netflix or something. Anyway, I mean, good for her. If she can take time off, then that means presumably she can take time off and has money. Anyway, according to this article by, what is this, New York Times, McCurdy endured various embarrassments and indignities at Nickelodeon, where she writes of being photographed in a bikini at a wardrobe fitting. By the way, remember, she was like, what, 12, 13 during the show? Photographed in a bikini at a wardrobe fitting and being encouraged to drink alcohol by an intimidating figure she simply calls the creator. In situations where her mother was present, Deborah did not intervene or speak up, instructing Jeanette that this was the price of showbiz success. Quote, everyone wants what you have.
Animal.
End quote, she would tell her daughter. That was pretty disgusting, yeah.
Yeah, her mom was an abuser.
Moms.
I'm glad her mom is dead, also, too.
Yeah, for real. Apparently her mom would also send her, like, emails, like, I need a new fridge, you dumb bitch, cunt, pay for it, you stupid bitch, and just be psychotic.
Why not just ask nicely? I don't understand the angle there.
Here, from the same article. As McCurdy grew older and more independent, her relationship with her mother became further strained. The book reproduces an email in which her mother calls her a slut, a floozy, and an ugly monster, then concludes with a request for money for a refrigerator.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I love the idea of my mom just sending me an email out of the blue that says, I need a new refrigerator, you dumb bitch. It's the funniest thing in the world to me.
Well, it's a weird form of, like, negging. I don't understand how that would work.
Let's see what else is there. Apparently she also was, like, forbidden by the, she did, like, a spinoff of iCarly called Sam and Cat with Ariana Grande. She was Sam and I assume Ariana was Cat. And apparently the producers encouraged Ariana Grande to, like, pursue her side gigs as a singer, but McCurdy was discouraged, and she says, Sorry, the article says there, she says her superiors on these shows prevented her from pursuing career opportunities outside of the show, while Grande thrived in her extracurricular work. As McCurdy writes, quote, "What finally undid me was when Ariana came whistle-toning in with excitement because she had spent the previous evening playing charades at Tom Hanks's house. That was the moment I broke." This sucks. I'd be so jealous too.
Wait, how old was Ariana Grande at the time?
She would have been the same age. That's kind of weird. Why would she be playing charades at Tom Hanks' house?
Yeah. Charades in quotation marks, yeah.
Well, I assume she was just going around and picking gigs and making connections, you know, building bridges and shit. And I guess
I don't think she was hired to play charades at Tom Hanks' house. It sounds like a social obligation.
It was a role that she landed in Tom Hanks'
charades. Yes, that's also
role.
Known as making connections, Jackson.
Yeah, but as a 15-year-old girl.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty weird. Jackson, in Hollywood, 15 is like 3 years past.
It's like retired.
When you should have lost your virginity. Yeah, it's fucking Hollywood, for fuck's sake.
It does feel a bit weird to put out a memoir at age 30.
I mean,
That's true.
I guess it was just to highlight how awful it was working with Nickelodeon, how big of a piece of shit her mom was.
Yeah.
This has been in the work for a while, because I remember, I don't know if we talked about it, but I remember talking about the title of that book. I was like, damn, that's aggressive. Her mom must have really been a bitch. So I'm happy to see it's finally out.
I mean, she's written articles before. I don't remember where she wrote one, but she's also written an article about her struggle with eating disorders and making herself puke all the time because her mom would call her ugly and shit. So, yeah, sucks.
It sounds like while Nickelodeon was shit, she more had issues with her mom.
Yeah.
But it does sound like Nickelodeon was shit.
Yeah, Nickelodeon definitely didn't help. Yeah.
I think it was mostly Tom Hanks from the sounds of it.
Yeah, you did this, Tom, you son of a bitch.
God damn it, Tom.
Send us a fridge.
So I think the big thing here, though, is it kind of leads evidence to the whole Dan Schneider being a weirdo angle, right? Because she comments on
apparently
that.
I guess she doesn't name him by name, but who else would the creator be, you know? Maybe she's just trying to avoid, like, defamation suits. But yeah, there's some Nickelodeon executive out there who has fucking bikini pics of a 13-year-old. And told her to drink alcohol.
Did she mention anything about feet?
Control F feet. No.
It must not have been Dan Schneider then. Probably another executive.
I don't have the book. I only have this article to go by, which is a very, very brief summary. I mean, good for her, I guess, now that her mom's dead and she gets to be free. But sad. For iCarly,
how did her mom die? Was it under mysterious circumstances? What if the mom was fine? Like, she was just a decent human being and now she's
been slandered. Oh my god, control left cancer. Listen to this. McCurdy was also living under the stringent control of her mother, Deborah, who oversaw her blah 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 blah. Her dinners consisted of shredded pieces of low-cal bologna and lettuce sprayed with dressing and even administered her showers. Her mom did. Her mother gave her breast and vaginal exams, which she said were inspections for cancer, and shaved her daughter's legs while McCurdy remained largely uneducated about the changes her body was experiencing.
What the fuck?
So wow, she got the lettuce sprayed with dressing? That's fancy.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that?
Yeah, I have to eat regular lettuce.
She's complaining.
Like a fucking peasant.
Sounds like you had a living maid, Jeanette.
Holy shit, she was living large.
I never got my vagina examined.
Yeah.
No, anyway,
have you seen my legs? They're hairy as shit.
Yeah, my mom never examined my vagina. What gives?
God.
I'm so tired of washing myself in the shower. It would have been so nice to have someone supportive like that.
I know. Sounds ungrateful.
No, that's fucking weird. What the fuck?
That is fucking weird.
Vaginal examinations.
Deborah
and
McCurdy.
Breast examinations again for a 13-year-old. What fucking 13-year-old girl gets breast cancer? Is that a thing?
Well, I think it could happen. Yeah.
I mean, I know kids get cancer, but that's like leukemia and shit. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. I don't know why I'm giving this woman the benefit of the doubt. She's just a fucking creep and an abuser.
Yeah, I I don't understand the point. Like, I doubt she was a pedophile or like incestuously involved with her daughter.
No, I doubt it. No, I just think she was the pimp, and she wanted her daughter to look kitty fuckable to the creator, quote unquote.
Yeah, mate. So weird.
It reminds me of that movie Carrie, if you guys saw that, where the mom's like super religious and like beats her daughter and keeps her locked in a closet, and then eventually Carrie snaps and has like powers and kills her mom.
Yeah,
shit.
That's how this memoir ends. She gets psychic abilities and travels the earth.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was thinking.
Sorry, I spoiled it.
Sorry, I'm reading through this to see if there's anything else good.
I'm looking at Deborah McCurdy right now.
Did you say how she died?
Cancer, I assume, because she had breast cancer the whole time.
Are you serious?
Blah, blah, blah.
She yeah. never checked her own breasts?
I mean, apparently she got it treated, but then it came back at some point. Yeah, the rest of the article is just like general, you know, showbiz moms being overbearing and abusive.
Many such cases.
Many, many such cases, yeah. Sad.
Every time I hear, yeah, every single time I hear many such cases, I just imagine that fucking... Oh, boy. It makes me laugh every time.
Imagine what?
Trump. Not anything yeah, political, just the fact he would use that phrase a lot. And it's just such a funny phrase to me. I don't know why.
It is. I love yeah, the
many
phrase.
Such... It's just such like a... Like a say nothing but try to sound like you're right phrase, like many such cases. You know what I mean?
I just miss his tweets. My favorite is still the Coca-Cola one everyone shares where he's like, "Ah, Coca-Cola apparently doesn't like me talking about their product. Doesn't matter, I'll drink your garbage anyway."
Yeah, my favorites are always many such cases as well as sad in all capital letters. Sad. I love that one too. Just sad. Yeah, I think what gets to me why I find them funny is just how unprofessional they are. You know, no political commentary. Just in general, if you're in that status, you shouldn't be using those phrases. Oh well,
it's funny. I don't mind. Yeah, there's nothing else to this article, I don't think. But sucks to be you, Sam, Jeanette.
I'm sure she's all right now. Sounds like she's working
yeah, her mom's
through
dead.
It in a healthy way.
Her mom
yeah.
is dead,
yeah, her
meaning
dead.
All her problems are gone. That's how it works.
She got to, like, utilize all of that potential or probable trauma and, like, make money out of it. So
and gain psychic cool. powers, according to Charlie.
Well, it's just reminiscent of the time Carrie gained powers.
That's right.
Speaking of Dan Schneider and feet, though... Did you guys see this? I don't know if this is true. I saw this on social media. Apparently, Bob Odenkirk, Saul Goodman, he followed a foot photo account on Instagram for a brief moment until people made fun of him. And then he unfollowed it. Is this true?
From everything I've seen, yeah.
Chet says it's true. Aw.
Let the man follow whatever porn account he wants. Yeah. Don't bully him.
Fuck, we're meant to be in a sexually liberated society, but as soon as a man looks at feet, it's bad.
If any of you out there bullied Better Call Saul for his foot fetish, you're a bad person. You should genuinely feel bad. Let him follow whatever he wants.
It's not even like a bad fetish. It's just feet.
It's the most bland Jesus. Fetish imaginable. Yeah. Everyone, like,
I don't get it at all, but... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm not attracted to
it's
feet
the
at all,
most
but like,
common, uninteresting fetish. Like if yeah. Saul Goodman followed, like, shit porn or fart fetishism, I'd be like, oh, that's pretty funny, haha. But, like, let the man enjoy his feet. Who cares? Come on.
Apparently the account was called something like Perfect Feet and Shoes or something. Oh, Perfect Feet and Sexy Shoes. My bad. It's just women in stilettos. Sorry, feet in stilettos.
Feet have got to be the most disgusting part of the body. I hate feet.
I don't know why this is so funny to me, because it's like, you can tell he slipped up. He didn't mean to do this on his public account, obviously, but it's also so just innocent, I guess, yeah. you know?
Let the man
it's
look
like
at his
usually
feet.
You hear about actors just fucking kids or whatever, and just here's Bob, just... He wants to look at feet.
If anything, we should be encouraging him. Be like, way to go. You got a healthy sex life at your age. Good shit, Bob. That's great.
Congrats, Bob. How old is Bob Odenkirk?
Fairly old,
he is
actually.
Old. He is 60. I didn't realize this until I saw a video of him like without the makeup that actually someone put it in the chat there, too. He is so damn old. And in the show, they make him look way younger. Like, easily. They shave, 15-20 years off him.
Yeah, he must have seen some feet in those days, then.
Oh, the feet that man followed back then.
Oh, yeah. So many feet.
Yeah.
Why are people into feet? Answer me.
I don't know.
There's no way to answer that.
There's no quick answer.
Ew.
You can rationalize it.
You can rationalize every fetish. That's the point. There's people who are into nearly everything on the planet is a fetish. And the whole point is it's just a sexual connection they make, typically when they're younger, and then it builds and builds over time. So imagine you go to a party, and there's a really cute, hot girl you like. And you're there, and you're talking to her, and you hang out, and you notice that she's playing with a balloon. Like, she grabbed one of the balloons, and she's like, oh, look, they have balloons, haha, fun. And then you start jacking off to her later that night, and you remember she was playing with that balloon, and her tits, like, this is actually how it happens, I'm serious. And then eventually, over time, the balloon becomes the sexy part, not her tits.
What? I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
That is legitimately how it happens. They make a connection, and then it gets stronger over time. Yeah, that's what all fetishes start as.
Well, not all. I don't know if that's settled science, though. I think scientists have come up with, several explanations. Like, oh, the part that's related to sexuality sometimes malfires and maps the sexual instinct onto objects and shit, but I don't know. It's weird.
Well, it could be both, you know. Like, there's people who want to fuck objects. There's a woman who had the fetish for the Eiffel Tower. There's a guy who had a fetish for dog's knees. Like there's a guy who had a fetish for patterns. Like, it's not uncommon.
Those are pretty niche fetishes. I'm talking about foot fetishes. The foot fetish is pretty fucking common.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So there must be some kind of rationalization there that you can make for that fetish specifically because of how common it is.
Mm.
I can see if Harden wants to come on and explain it to you guys, but last time I tried to have him explain it to me, we went nowhere because he just told me that my attraction to women's butts was unnatural. And his attraction to women's feet was logical. And we just reached a stalemate, and I got frustrated at some point.
I was just thinking about that, like, asshole. Like, that's where poop comes from. That's stinky. I mean, that's yucky stuff, but the butthole is pretty cool. Why is that, boys?
Yeah. Good question.
There's, like, cocky pasta where some guy wrote about how the butthole is too close to the vagina.
Where would you put it, then? On the forehead? Like...
Well, just a little higher up. I see the argument.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's close enough to the vagina where it's kind of got that inherent attraction.
Well,
and also, it's like the most... And it's the most private part of a woman's body. So for her to give you her asshole is a big sign of trust.
It's
a private part
because
it's a shit factory.
If you're going to have sex with her vagina, then through all the motions and everything, you're probably going to see her asshole at some point.
Yeah.
If you,
it's difficult not to associate that with sex. Plus, it's a hole. You just want to stick stuff in there.
that is pretty simple.
Yeah, stick pencils and stuff in there.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
That's how my fucking degenerate brain works.
Yeah.
So there's no kind of psychology behind it for you, Kaya?
No, not really. I don't think about it that deeply. I just like
it. Do you think if feet had a hole, you'd be, more into them, Jackson? Like, just a tiny little orifice? Like,
I don't
think...
No.
I think you can
put the feet together to create a hole, and then you, give yourself a foot job.
Yeah, but that's a little different. You have to go through...
No, that's not different. That's a hole.
Yeah, but it's not, an intrinsic hole. That's, like a man-made hole.
Yeah.
You can't
buy
foot fleshlights. Would you want to try
that,
Jackson?
Okay, well, I don't want
to
fuck noses or ears. Those are holes.
Jackson, whose feet would you want to fuck?
I don't like feet at all.
Would it be LeBron
James'
disgusting gnarled feet?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Have you guys seen that?
No.
Ooh, that's a great segue. Did LeBron James, do yourself a favor if you want to vomit, look up his feet. Like, people took photos of him at the beach. He has some of the most disgusting fucking feet on the planet.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they're fucking destroyed from playing basketball for so many years.
LeBron James.
Oh, that just looks like he, like, smushed his feet. This looks like when, the ancient custom of foot binding.
Egyptian foot binding.
Yeah, holy look up foot binding if you want to be grossed out too, but yeah, this looks pretty weird.
That's what years and years and years of top-level basketball do to you.
It's just one photo, though. Are you sure he's not just, like, stretching his leg at a weird...
No, that's his feet.
Way.
It's just what they look like.
It's not one photo. There's a couple, but yeah. They are fucking crazy. Holy shit.
Yep.
But, like, the smaller toes are raised above his big toe. That doesn't seem like he'd even be able to walk.
I don't know how he does. But not only does he walk, he runs.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Like, the toe next to his big toe is above the big toe, and then the one second to the next big toe is just, like, nudge. It's like the like he's riding with his big toe or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like little stairs. Leading up.
Like, his big toe has a support toe on its back.
Yeah, a little backpack.
Yeah. It's fucking... I don't like that.
Jackson.
I just don't fuck... I don't like feet, Andrew.
How much money, Andrew, Jackson, gonna, for you to fuck LeBron James's feet?
Well, it's LeBron James. I do it for free.
Okay. As,
thank you. Well, just to say you? That I fucked LeBron...
for his good work on the Lakers.
Just, you know, it's LeBron James. He deserves a win. And I get to say I fucked LeBron James's feet.
Yeah, there's a lot of power in being able to say I'm the guy that fucked LeBron James' feet.
That's true.
Pass.
That is an argument I brought up way earlier in the podcast. Where I would have sex LeBron with James. Anyone famous just so you could claim that.
Yeah.
Not how, be how do you define... How, like,
you know what's
the
saddest
where's the line?
Shit to me?
I think infamy is the line. Like, if it was someone infamous, I'd have to think about it, depending on what they did.
Yeah, but...
Oh, like the Unabomber, you wouldn't fuck his feet?
Yeah,
his nice stinky cabin in the woods feet.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd hit that.
You know what's the weirdest shit to me is like when you see couples on social media talking about what they call, what is it, a celebrity pass? Where like, my girlfriend's celebrity pass is Tom Hiddleston or whatever. Like, wait, you guys like openly talk about how if your girlfriend met this guy and he agreed to it, she'd just have a pass to cheat on you? What the fuck is wrong with you? What kind of a relationship is this? It's so bizarre.
But you don't get it. It's a celebrity. They're better than
us.
Yes,
they deserve special treatment.
It really is weird worship, like they're gods or something. Like, fuck you. So odd.
I've always thought that's odd.
You gotta remember, celebrities deserve special treatment. That's all.
Who would you, like, would you let your girlfriend fuck any celebrity?
I would dump her within the second if she even floated that idea.
That's my one hard rule. Hold on. Let's get
your one hard rule is don't fuck any celebrities.
No cheating.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What if it's a kiss on the lips? What if it's just a kiss on the lips?
No, I'm talking full penetration. What if it's Elon Musk and you can maybe squeeze a couple, like, what did he do? Like 300
Charles
grand in hush money?
Well, that's Nickelodeon
that's
hush
what
money.
You want,
Elon
go
Musk
ahead,
could do billions.
That's not for me. Fuck that.
So how far would you let your girlfriend go with a celebrity? Would you let her give a kiss on the lips?
Handshake. A photo together.
not even a hug?
I mean, I guess they can do the respectful Keanu Reeves hover hands, sure. But no, you're not fucking kissing her. What the fuck? What is wrong with you people?
Wow.
Kaya,
openly talking about, I would let The Rock Dwayne Johnson rail my girlfriend. I mean, he's your celebrity crush. Like, fuck you. No.
He'd kill you.
You should absolutely let her fuck the celebrity and then get the money out of it, because if she's gonna cheat,
you should do that, Jackson. Tell your girlfriend.
Well, no, I'm saying you may as well get the money, because she's gonna cheat anyway.
Imagine thinking your relationship is better than money. Like, good lord.
Yeah. Yeah, with all that money you can buy a new relationship that won't cheat on you.
Oh yeah, like the circle of life. I can buy someone else's girlfriend to to fuck me.
You're flipping girlfriends, so it's like, okay, you need to fuck Tom Hanks for $500,000, and then we'll take that money and we'll pay Keanu Reeves to have sex with her for $1.5 million, and you just keep going up.
Like, wait, it's an economy. Paying?
Yeah.
Now you're paying celebrities to fuck you.
So you're paying them to show up, be like, hey, Keanu, I'll give you $500,000 if you show up to my party. And he's like, sure. And then while he's there, you're like, hey, you should go have sex with Keanu Reeves. And it just keeps going up and up and up.
Keanu seems way too wholesome. I hope he's not into that degenerate shit.
Yeah, I hope he hates feet.
That would be funny if he followed feet too. Why? Why would that make you upset? Feet are fine. That's not
Jackson,
like,
just really doesn't like hurting feet anyone for some reason.
I mean, I don't either, but I'm not a little whiny baby about it.
Yeah, me neither, but it doesn't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think foot fetish is, like, the most harmless fetish.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, the foot fetish where, like, they like the foot separated from the woman or anything like that. Anything that's actually harmful.
What? Oh, you just made that weird.
Yeah.
Oh, like a dismemberment.
I'm sure it
fetish
exists.
Huh? Of course it exists.
No, yeah, dismember. Someone was telling me that there's, like, fuckable feet, like, actually,
I
like,
told you that, like, 60 seconds. Okay, you need to get, like, an MRI for your brain or something, bro. You
well,
have
let me finish.
Way bad memory.
It's not what you just said. Like, actual, like, fuckable feet, like, dildos. Not
they,
dildos, fleshlights.
They have, yeah, they
That's
have feet
what
with
I
little
said
pussies in them, yeah.
Yes.
You did not say that, did you?
I did. I said foot fleshlights. You can buy them.
Oh.
That's the okay, thing. I even propose if you want to fuck them.
I do need to go get an MRI then.
Jackson, would you change your mind on feet if they had pussies built into them?
I asked him that same question, if they just had like a little hole.
Well, oh no. God. He said pussies. You said like a hole. I was thinking like a butthole on your feet. I'm more interested in the pussy.
That's
on your feet.
Where we should put the butthole.
It would be so much better. You could just shit in a garden and then wipe your feet immediately. It would be way easier.
Yeah. That'd be
what
great
the fuck?
Yeah.
That'd be so good.
Yeah, but then you'd have whatever shoe you're wearing like that inside of that rubbing on your butthole. It's like,
why was the butthole put so high in the foot? Oh, well, because it's attached to your intestines. Never mind.
Yeah.
You can't really take it
all
the way
down.
It's
kind of a reason
foot,
for our body's layout, Jackson, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called intelligent design, idiot.
Ergonomics.
Yeah.
Form over function.
So all we're saying, Jackson, yeah, is if Keanu Reeves had a pussy in his feet, would you fuck it?
I think, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no way I'm saying
cool
no to that.
Cool.
That's pretty epic. Imagine pussy feet. That'd be so wild.
Ew.
Oh,
well, it would just feel
like
a pussy.
Two pussy feet scissored.
Oh, yeah.
Feel.
They started clapping together. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Would you have to wear like special little underwear around your feet?
Dude, I'd wear dildo sandals. I'd have a ride every day.
Oh yeah.
That's all I have to contribute.
What? I like dildo
sandals.
Yeah.
I think your feet pussies would get so fucking dry though. Walking, like they'd be so chafed.
Yeah, well, no, that's why you really probably painful put like Aquaphor on it or something, like some kind of
yeah, some Vaseline.
I would get some industrial grade lube they use in like car manufacturing plants and just cram it in there.
Oh, like WD-40, so it doesn't squeak when you're walking.
Yeah, true. And then duct tape if I
like
want to keep it closed.
SpongeBob's boots.
Yeah.
You'd be sliding everywhere.
Fuck yeah.
Like a snail.
Yeah, you'd leave a trail of mucus behind you. It's fucking awesome.
See, well, that's where we're putting the pussy. Then where are we putting men's dicks? Also at our feet, because that's
yeah. Let's just put everything at our feet.
It'd be like a kung fu movie trying to have sex with somebody. You start like high kicking vaginas.
It'd be like Twister. Yeah, that's. Yeah, I don't know where you'd put your dick to make. I think the dick's in the perfect spot currently.
The dick would have to go on the feet to fuck the vagina on
the
feet.
I would absolutely. I'd put the balls like inside, just get them out of the way, so that way it's not like in.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? Where like growing up, you learn about what the ribcage does, and you know, your teacher will tell you, well, it's meant to protect all your vital organs, like your heart and your lungs. And it's like, shouldn't that also be where my balls go? Like, that seems vital. They hurt when I sit wrong.
We should be like lizards and reptiles, where we have like a little slit and then it just pokes out, and we're like, hey, it's my dick. I'm ready to fuck. It'd be so much more convenient. No,
keeping the penis out
where the dick is.
It sucks to get hit in the nuts, but getting hit in the dick hurts too. I don't want that either.
Not nearly as bad, though.
I don't know why you're defending getting hit in the penis.
Because it's a dick. Sure, it might sting a little, but at the end of the day, it feels good. Like, it's a dick. It doesn't hurt like your balls do.
Let us swing around,
Andrew.
Took
a whip, like a bull whip from Indiana Jones, and cracked it on your penis, would you enjoy that?
I wouldn't enjoy it if you cracked it on my arm. That's a bull whip.
I'm saying, like, I could take a whip to the back than a whip to my penis, probably way better.
Well, yeah.
So then why would you not want to hide your penis?
We're talking about ball versus dick.
You can pull it out at any time.
We're not scared, Andrew.
Fuck, I guess I'm just a coward.
But if you had a go-go dick or whatever that you could deploy, like, what about random boners? You'll just be getting hard inside of yourself. That's super uncomfortable.
Why would you?
No, it would pop
Andrew,
out.
Andrew, why?
It would pop out for a random boner?
Yeah.
What's the point?
You'd be walking around town, you'd have your little, like, your fucking dick pouch, and you could even go pantsless, because you wouldn't be showing your genitals if you weren't erect, but then, if your penis hangs out, you're like, sorry, I just have an erection. It's the perfect system.
Your cock would still be out like 90% of the time then.
Yeah, the daycare. I'm here to pick up my kid. Oh, shit. Here we go again.
But if we're making those changes to prevent damage to your cock, Andrew, why not just give it like unobtainium or something? Like
why not
plating?
Just turn us into birds and we just rub holes together?
No, I hate the cloaca.
Yeah, get some cloaca. Let's go. One hole for everything. It's so convenient.
Shitting out of the same hole.
We men and women should have cloacas. One hole for everything. It'd be the most convenient solution.
Jackson, you already piss and come out of the same hole.
Yeah, but that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking epic. That's cool. You never know what's coming out.
You throw shit into that, it makes it disgusting. I don't want that. I don't want to shit out of my cock.
I wonder if you could ever meet someone who trained themselves to do it at the same time.
Piss and cum?
Piss and cum at the same time. Yeah.
Oh, like a
possible?
I don't think so. Like a split.
I think it's physically impossible, but what if there were a man? Yeah. He summoned the Shaolin monks and he meditated on it for 10 years, and eventually he learned to cum and piss at the same time.
I think it would have to come out like a layered cake. Like, it would have to go cum, piss, kind of thing.
Not blend together, like into a super stream?
Yeah, no. It has to be segmented.
Damn, life's pretty
boring. It wouldn't just be a super stream, it would just be watered down cum.
Or cummed up piss. Depending on how you look at it.
What a cool term.
Yeah. That's a G.G. Allin song right there.
Cummed up piss?
I feel like we've learned a lot about anatomy. Yeah, in 30 minutes.
You're welcome, everyone.
So inefficient. We can clearly do better than God. We just proved that on this show.
Yeah, I agree. He should have let us design the human body. It'd be so cool.
We could have had two dicks, but we only have one. It's like, what's the point?
Well, this is where we're heading with CRISPR, right? We get to choose where our dicks go.
I don't know if it's necessarily like that, but maybe.
Is it retrograde? I thought it was just in the womb.
I don't really know.
I don't know.
But we can fix the penis location issues for future generations, and that's still pretty good.
The Earth could have been created with a character creation slider, but we weren't given that. We could have been given the option to choose our height, penis size, whether we have vaginas on our feet or not, but it's just not there.
Everything would have been so boring, though. Everything would have been so homogenized. We would have all chosen the exact same thing.
No, we wouldn't. Are you insane?
We absolutely would. No, look at trends. As trends persist through society, like all the women go for the same like makeup trends, and all
end
up looking very similar.
So
look
at
real
character
life
creations in video games. Huh? People would be running around with purple and green skin.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Could you? I guess if you could change it afterwards, yeah. Well, but if you, yeah, it's just a one-and-done kind of thing at the start.
I want real-life character creation sliders. You can adjust your skin color, your height, put, like, eyeballs in the middle of your cheeks with, like, the positional thing. Do whatever you want with the human body. Make it a fucking monstrosity if you want. I want to see what would happen.
I still think trends would still dictate that everyone would look more or less
similar. That's for everything ever, Jackson. Jackson, 90% of people aren't creative. That's just how it is. That's going to happen no matter what we invent.
Except in this one situation where we've got genetic lottery going, which is what we're talking about at the start.
People with confidence wouldn't care. There's going to be a guy who's 11 feet tall, and they'd be like, wow, that's a little too tall, don't you think? And he'd be like, I like being this tall, fuck you. And that's it. That's where it ends.
No one's ever going to say that.
Why are you shattering the dreams of those people, Jackson?
Yeah, you just don't get it.
You don't fucking get it. You sound like you're afraid of trends because you don't have the confidence to forge your own path.
Yeah, I need my own character customization sliders.
I think it would be nice to give people the option of a slider. I mean, if you want to make yourself look like a mutant, that's, you know, your prerogative. I'm not going to fuck you, but it's your choice.
Charlie.
Yep.
Let's say you had a character customization slider. What would you What would you do?
I'd just be taller. I mean, that's about it.
Anything else, yeah, though? Nothing else?
You wouldn't make your dick bigger?
No, I mean, maybe a little bit, but I'm pretty happy with where he's at.
You wouldn't just for fun, like, move your asshole one day and be like, surprise, it's on my chest.
Oh, like in WWE where like I did, Iron Man? Like, make my eyes massive, like kawaii eyes or something?
Yeah, just for fun. Just, like, imagine you know, you're with Tiana and you guys are going to bed and you're like, you know, she's like, oh, I'm going to give you a kiss. And then you're like, surprise, my butthole's on my forehead. Like, you wouldn't play a little prank like that?
Well, kissed my asshole.
It's a permanent prank.
It's reversible.
Prank.
No, it's a character slider. You can slide it back.
Oh, okay, so it's like a perpetual slider that I can always use.
Exactly, yeah.
You probably have to pay some microtransaction, though, to put it back.
Who do you pay?
Yeah, a subscription fee.
God?
I don't know. The CRISPR people? The CRISPR gods?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're charging... Of course they're going to charge for CRISPR augmentations. They're charging for, like, BMW seat warmers at the moment.
Oh, God, yeah, like, they are. Fuck
charging
me.
Charging for everything. All right, let's wrap. Charlie, wrap us up.
Well, everybody, thank you for tuning into this episode of the official podcast. This was number 297, and I hope you all have a wonderful